Strictly speaking, what I'm about to describe isn't really a Web 2 tool, but it is an online tool which I found intriguing, shall we say. It's a little bit different to the normal offerings. It's called Inspirograph, and perhaps the end of that word might give you a clue. Did you ever have a Smirograph as a young person? One of those little sets of toys, I suppose you'd call it, but within it there were a series of plastic circular cogs, and essentially you put a pen through some of the holes on the cogs and then ran one cog around another, and it drew out pretty patterns. And yeah, if you had multicoloured pens, you could get multicoloured patterns. And by choosing cogs with different teeth, you could also get different patterns. Well, Inspirograph is an online version of that. It's an interactive interface, and you've got a whole palette of cogs to choose from of different sizes. You've even got those sort of rectangular shaped cogs to run around too. You can change the colours. You have the different holes at different radii from the centre of one of the cogs, so it works in a very similar way. You just choose a particular hole, choose a colour, and start to run the cog around the inside of the other, or around the outside. You can do it either using your mouse, or you can do it using the arrow keys on your keyboard, and you draw the pattern, and when you're finished you can download it as a PNG file. That's pretty much it. There's not a lot more to it than that. You're not required to create an account, which is good in many senses. You can clear the surface, your work surface. You've got the option to do that. But I guess I was intrigued whether or not you could push it a little bit further. I never did this as a young person. It never caught my eye, really. But there must be a relationship between the figures that you draw and the number of teeth on the cogs and the radius, whereabouts you put the pen inside one of the cogs, and obviously the size of the radius. So maybe there's a challenge to set students there to look for those relationships between those different variables. Surely that's something that we could do in maths or maybe even science. Maybe even there's a cross-curricular link here between maths and science and art to look for the interrelationships between what are perceived to be attractive or visually appealing images. It's much easier to do than it is to describe, so I'd really encourage you to give it a try if you've never done so before. Whether you have used a Spirograph or not, it's definitely worth a go.